This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds, who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risk, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders getting endorsed by some progressives, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, who's expected to formally endorse Sanders during a rally this upcoming Saturday. The Vermont senator is also getting the endorsement of Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Hispanics will be the largest voting minority in 2020 for the first time ever. That's according to the Pew Research Center, which is reporting that a record 32 million Hispanic Americans will be eligible to vote next year. That's up from 27.3 million in 2016. Mrs. Doubtfire coming to Broadway? A new musical based on the classic 90s movie starring Robin Williams will open at the Stephen Sondheim Theater next spring. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UAW members hoping the end is near for the GM strike, that is. General Motors CEO Mary Barra and President Mark Royce are now in contract talks with top union officials, and that's giving hope to striking workers that a new contract could be coming soon. Yesterday's bargaining session, the second time that Barra has been at the table in the past week. The strike by the UAW is in its fifth week, and GM has lost over $1 billion as a result of that work stoppage. AMC Theaters has a new streaming service. The nation's leading movie theater is now going to offer the streaming service for members of its loyalty program. Now, members of the AMC Stubs program can access about 2,000 films from every major studio to rent or buy and watch at home. The company says it hopes to add films from AMC networks by the end of this year. There are about 20 million AMC Stubs members at last check. Howie Kendrick of the Washington Nationals being named the MVP of the National League Championship Series. Kendrick notching 5 hits in that series, including 4 doubles and driving in 4 runs while scoring himself 4 times. The 36-year-old, the third oldest player in history to win the National League Most Valuable Player, the Nationals beating St. Louis in 4 straight to now be heading to the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And last night's debate, I know some of you yawned through it, and some of you, of course, did everything you could to avoid it. But I thought it ended on quite an interesting note, which is kind of representative of, the sentiment that's running rapid in our country. And you just want to say, hey, look, back off just a little bit. The candidates were a little annoyed when Anderson Cooper decided to wrap things up with the final question, referring to, George W. Bush and Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres said, hey, look, there's nothing wrong with having people of antithetical views. And, I don't believe necessarily in everything George W. Bush or anything at all. But it's okay to still have friends. And Anderson Cooper thought he would bring that into the discussion. And needless to say, the candidates were none too happy about that. They'd much rather continue in their bashing ways, I guess. With us right now, we're going to talk about this and many other things, especially this ongoing road to impeachment that we all are having to deal with. Lieutenant General Jennifer Carroll joins us now. She's the former Lieutenant Governor, I should say, of Florida, former executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs and a Navy veteran herself. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for being a great patriot.
Well, and you as well, and for your service. And before we get into this, all right, let's just get it out of the way. That sidebar, annoyance of, what Anderson Cooper, decided to kind of wrap things up on that debate. It was 3 hours of, I think 10 candidates looking for a message that might be able to resonate with somebody other than their immediate base.
What we have to look at is that the Democrats' behavior is showing why Democrats should not be elected to office. Mm. And it was seen on the national stage last night when every question that they were specifically asked, what would you do differently, not one of those candidates answered any of those questions. They went straight to impeach Trump, hate Trump, get Trump out of office. That is not or should not be a message that should resonate with any voter as to why we ought to elect any of those candidates as our president. Remember when Donald Trump first came into office, they said he was so divisive, he's not healing the nation, he's not bringing people together. Everything they've accused Donald Trump of, they themselves have done it. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it on a national stage where every time we turn around, it's always a divide. You go after after Donald Trump's associates, or you go after Donald Trump's appointees, and you try to tear down everyone that surrounds the president to wear him down and wear down the people around him so you can isolate him to get rid of him. But to what end? Mm-hmm. What pluses are you bringing forward for the nation and its people? On last night's debate, they didn't talk about trade, they didn't talk about foreign policy, they didn't talk about the economy, they didn't talk about border security, they didn't talk about immigration. All the things that they say is so important to them, or what they say is important to the American people. And that's disheartening, because if you want to be the executive and the head of this country and run this great nation, then you're isolating half of the Americans when you can't even say, or you make a joke of, well, I have a friend that's Republican. It's kind of like saying, well, I like black people because I have one of my best friends are black. Yeah, it just goes the same analogy. Yeah. So they're a joke. Yeah. And why are they running for president besides, you know, just wanting a power and position for themselves? And that's why it's so important, as I've mentioned before, that I'm a national spokesperson for Maggie's List. Mm-hmm. And we are supporting great conservative female candidates that will go up to go into the Congress and be true leaders in states. People mm-hmm. and not be politicians. What we're seeing on a national stage right now with these Democrats are politicians. They're all exactly. about themselves. Mm-hmm. What will put them forward? What will make their pockets line more with money for increased speaking engagements, etc.? Look at Bernie Sanders. When he came on the stage to run as a presidential candidate in the last presidential election, he said he was he had the least amount of assets than anyone that was running, and he was proud to put his taxpayers papers out there. Now he's a millionaire. How do you become a millionaire in less than 3 years when you had nothing before?
Exactly.
And your salary didn't increase. Your wife has lost her job, and now you have $2 million homes, and you want to bash millionaires and bash billionaires to tax people anywhere from 50% to 70% to 90%. And it boggles the mind that liberals would believe that this will get us over any threshold to help the indigent or help the poor or help other people that may be destitute, because no matter how much the government taxes you, the monies will not come down and trickle down to the people that we, the people, want mm-hmm. to help. It's going to line the special interests. It's going to be bloated and increase government more. And so, therefore, we need a conservative approach. We have five candidates right now. Maggie's List is a political action committee that right. financially supports women, conservative women running for the Congress. We have three out of California. We have Kim Young, Michelle Steele, and we just endorsed our newest candidate Tamika Hamilton, who is an Air Force veteran. And we have Rosemary Beshe out of District 7 in New Jersey, and Amanda Mackey in Florida 13 Congressional District. So I encourage people to go to maggieslist.org and take a look at our candidates and what we stand for, because we can no longer allow AOC and Ilhan Omar to be the standard bearer of women voices in the Congress. As I mentioned exactly. to you before, Bill, the Democrats have over 106 women in the House and Senate, and the Republicans only have 21. The men aren't pushing back on this. Bernie Sanders is welcoming AOC and Ilhan to give him an endorsement. Well, I tell you what, he's not getting any more people on his side, because he already has the socialists on his side.
Right, exactly. Well, and this has been needed, that we needed to have women, you know, female representation of conservatives, because we always hear that there's a dwindling number or no number of female conservatives, but I keep running into them all over the place. So again, that's all part and parcel of fake news and what they want us to believe, but we know the truth, and this is what shocked them so much after the 2016 election, because they never thought in a million years that Donald Trump would win.
Absolutely. And here's a kicker, too, and it's surprising that the media is almost mum on the successes from the Louisiana race last week.
Exactly. I was going to ask you about that, because what happened? I mean, this is like...
it's a classic case of we'll make noise, and when it doesn't fit our narrative, we're not going to say anything about it. Because that was instrumental the day before the election, that President Trump goes into Omar's, whose district is that, though? Is it Omar? Or
Well, he did go to Minneapolis. He did
Minneapolis.
Go into,
oh, yeah. It was, well, Louisiana is not her district.
Yeah, but no,
he goes
not,
right into the throne of the den of the lion and say, I'm going to compete here, like he's competing in California. And that's why I'm glad we have three great candidates running out of California, that if we're not in the game, we're not going to win. You have to be in the game at least to attempt to play it to win. And so he went into Louisiana, which the day before the election, he had massive crowds outside. They tried to downplay the crowds. Mm-hmm. And then they had massive record turnouts. And from the state house seats and local seats, the Republicans took over. They had a sweeping victory, as well as the runoff that we wanted to get. So that was a benchmark as to the
I think it's quite telling
for President Trump.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll after
Hunters,
this.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll continues. Jennifer, there's... You know, the thought comes to mind here. You know, a lot of people are pigpiling on what President Trump decided to do with Turkey and with Syria, the position, let's get Americans out of there, it's America first. You know, so often people have been quick to jump on this president. Due process just doesn't exist. And true investigation by the fake media has not helped us out either. But what you find out so often is when the president takes a definitive stand on something, he's been more right than wrong. Even with this, at the surface level of trying to understand what's going on with the Kurds, I've spoken with several military experts who have been there on the ground. They know firsthand. And they tell me, they said, Bill, you know, the whole situation with Kurdistan and the Kurds, it is very convoluted. There are lots of factions within that group. And look at what happened. Immediately, as soon as the United States decided to back off, who did they align themselves with? You know, that's quite telling, is it not?
It is. And one thing that we need to understand is that President Trump is getting intelligence information. He is getting briefings that we're not privy to. And he is about the bottom line. How is it helping America and Americans? And are we spending more than our fair share from the NATO nations and the UN in this endeavor? And are we having the cost of lives that lost for no reason? Mm-hmm. And if for these wars that's going on in the region, it has gone on for years.
Exactly.
It's going to go on beyond Donald Trump. It went on before Donald Trump. And so what are we gaining out of it? The Democrats, they wanted, before President Trump came into office, they didn't want any wars, remember?
Right.
They
exactly.
wanted us to pull out from everything. They would call George Bush a warmonger. They said when President Trump comes in, he's going to push the nuclear button. He's done everything but. He's tried to bring about peace. He's speaking with leaders that we didn't speak with before. North Korea, he's brought them to the table. He's bringing the trade deals with China more in line with what will be fair to U.S. businesses and companies. He's brought back the money, taken Iran off the table and say, well, we're not going to give you any more money, where President Trump, Obama, laundered $150 billion.
Billion,
on
right.
pallets.
In the dark,
nobody
in the dark
ever asked
of
the
night.
Question, how did that money get laundered? It was like a drug lord or something. It was a cartel that has money coming off the plane. Well, how did that happen? Where did that money come from? Why wasn't an investigation there for Iranians that are developing nuclear weapons? And President Trump has, although, you know, every night we see with CNN, they put a fake news and put something in Kentucky of a gun range and saying that this is Syria blasting and blowing up people, which was nothing of the sort. And under Obama, we've had thousands of civilians and casualties that occurred for the engagement that he was in. Nobody batted an eye there. President Trump says, listen, here's the bottom line. The dollars we're spending is exorbitant, and we have more share in this that we're having the taxpayer dollars going out. We have more bodies that are being lost or maimed for no reason. We have 19 years we've been in Afghanistan, and we're not seeing any end in sight. I told the people when I was running for office that I was going to pull us out of these wars and bring our war fighters back. He's doing what he said he was going to do. No one complained when he said he was going to bring our war fighters back. Now he wants to bring them back and get them out of situations that we probably don't have a win anywhere, because from ever since history that I have been taught, there'll never be peace in the Middle East.
Right.
So
it's going
to be never ending in this.
It's called ancient hatred. And this was going to go thousands of years of hatred that has taken place. Backyard wars is what another strategist has referred to it. How can you go and fight a battle? I mean, here we are 19 years in Afghanistan, trillions of dollars that we've invested, not counting, you know, our own citizens. Our children have been involved. They've paid the ultimate price. I mean, enough is enough here, and we continue to get mired in these things. And I agree with President Trump. And look at here, we've got Turkey, who is a NATO partner. What are they doing? What are the other NATO partners doing? You know, they didn't step up, and that's why he tried to hold them into account, even with Ukraine and the mess and the corruptible mess that they are. But you know, why is it bad that President Trump would say, "Look, I want to have the other NATO nations step up and support Ukraine because they have more immediate interest and more immediate benefit than the United States"? Why is it that the United States is always cutting the big checks?
And why is it foreign to these elected officials to hear this? He stated this when he was running for office. He's never wavered and backed down from his commitment to making sure that the U.S. is paying its fair share and nothing more. Mm-hmm. So all the Democrats want to do is not give President Trump a win. But a win for President Trump is a win for the American people and a win for America.
Exactly, and that's exactly it. And this is what all this waste in government right now. We've been on this yellow brick road of impeachment endlessly. Even before the president got elected, we have seen this. People now are clearly calling it out for what it is. It is an attempted coup on a duly elected president. And this government that we have, that is a government of for by we the people, is in a serious crisis. And it's up to the voters to really get a handle on this and to demonstrate once and for all to the Democrats and the rest of the insider bureaucrats that this is unacceptable. We're $23 trillion in debt, and we can't continue on with this waste. Right now, we've got somebody who's making a difference. Jennifer, you think if we had a little bit of cooperation, our GDP would be looking at 4 or 5%. China trade deal would be solidified. All of these wins that, you know, on behalf of the American people could be accomplished, right?
Well, and that's what the American people should expect. A government for the people, by the people. Transparency is what's needed. And how they're conducting the impeachment inquiry witch hunt is abysmal. And it's really in your face to the American people that we don't care what you say or do. We're going to do our own thing. And Adam Schiff to just blatantly lie before the American people and the world to portray Donald Trump as saying something he didn't say. He should be removed completely from his position as well as from the entrusted body in the Congress.
He should be disbarred. He's an attorney. He should be disbarred for what he did.
Absolutely.
You know, there has to be, I mean, there is, when you are, as you know, when you are an attorney, there's a high level, a higher level of scrutiny and accountability. And what he did to the American people, what he did to the international community by that very loose rendering, but they never thought in a million years that President Trump would release the document. And, you know, so they really, they should be greatly ashamed for what they're doing.
I say for President Trump, they need to give President Trump his space to do his work because he has demonstrated nothing but wanting the best for this country. He has not done anything selfishly. He's always put the American people and America first, from our borders to the economy to our trade to our foreign policy. And so the American people should not listen to the CNN, MSNBC, and the laundry list of sound bites, of 30-second sound bites, without doing their homework and contacting the White House if they have a question. Go right to the source.
Why not? Yeah, they are available, and they do talk to you, believe it or not. And the thing is, as you say, what the president has put on the line here, I mean, basically, he has put what you could probably estimate very easily, about 50% of the brand value of Trump, of the Trump name and the Trump business. He's put it on the line, and it's taken a major hit, and he continues to be guilty of one thing, and that's serving this country. I mean, shame on fake news, shame on these people. You mentioned CNN. ABC also got caught with that terrible footage. ABC, of all people, I mean, this is how bad it's gotten.
And it's a shame, because all they want to do is to keep a cloak over the eyes of the American public so they would not see the corruption that's happening in our own government. But I hope people will go to maggieslist.org, contribute to our political action committee so we can support good conservative women running for the Congress and have proper leadership that will be for the people, by the people, and constitutional conservatives to represent us well.
And if they have somebody they want to recommend to you, they can do it there at Maggie's List as
Maggie's
well,
right? Maggieslist.org. Send us a comment.
Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll on Bill Martinez Live. Jennifer, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. God bless.
Thank you. Be blessed.
You got it. Take care.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds, who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risk, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up in doing well, okay? You got to keep on keeping on. We got to keep up the good fight together and join together, shoulder to shoulder and back to back. If this country is going to stand, it's a government of, for, by, we, the people, as Lieutenant Governor was just saying again and reminding us. We cannot forget that. Though there would be those forces that would want to keep us in the dark, it is up to us to make sure the light continues to shine. About 27 minutes before the top of the hour, Anthony Esselin is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's a professor of English and a writer in residence at Northeast Catholic College in Warner, New Hampshire. senior editor of Touchdown Magazine, and professor, did I say Touchstone? Touchstone Magazine. Professor Esselin is known for his verse translations of several epic poems, and we're going to be talking about his new book, The Hundredfold, Songs for the Lord. Boy, it's really, I mean, this will cause you to enter into a mindset of worship, you know, and that's what, you know, is what we're designed to do. You know, God hardwired us to worship. We're going to worship something. And why not worship the original, you know, not the counterfeit, not any other false idea, but the God who created the universe, expressing human existence and the mysteries of faith and love through poetry. Has been a staple of humanity for centuries, even when humans did not read or write. Stories put to songs were passed on through generations, and the Hundredfold Songs of the Lord, the latest book, you know, that we're going to be talking about from Anthony Esselin, is a book-length poem in praise of Christ in all his startling humanity. This is one of those books that you, as you read and as you turn each page and you, as you ponder on the words, you're going to find it to be, you know, quite, I think, challenging and fulfilling all at the same time. And it's going to remind you of a perspective of Christ and things that, you know, sometimes we take for granted or maybe we just overlook because of the busyness of our lives. And this is a true gift that Andrew Esselin has written. And he's sharing with us in this book, The Hundredfold Songs for the Lord. Are we still waiting on getting connected with him, or is he with us now? We got him right now. And he joins us right now. Anthony Esselin is here on Bill Martinez Live. Professor, good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill.
Hundredfold Songs for the Lord. What inspired you?
Well...
Where do you start, right?
Yeah, where do I start? What inspired me is the New Testament. I've been saying to people in a couple of my latest books that it's long overdue that Christians should reclaim their own heritage in arts and letters. Christians don't know about their own predecessors. They don't know... You know, you talk to native speakers of English, and you mention the man that I think is the greatest lyric poet in the English language, George Herbert. He was an Anglican minister in the 17th century. Most people have never even heard of him. Yeah. Well, that's crazy. That's an anomaly that shouldn't be, right? 100 years ago, it wouldn't have been so. 150 years ago, everybody read poetry.
Right.
Kids read poetry. Everybody's part of everybody's life. So I've been saying, well, we need to reclaim our own heritage in terms of the past. That is, we got all these guns with names like Milton and so forth in all the arts. But we need also to reclaim them for right now. So people who have some kind of talent, maybe, should start to take back the arts from the secular people writing in creative writing workshops really aren't writing for a wide audience anyway, or from painters, modern painters who, I mean, who do they paint for? Who goes to a modern art museum for pleasure? I don't know too many.
Right.
Anyway, so we need to take back all that territory because it really belongs to us. Mm-hmm. And so this is my way of beginning that in this particular art, which is poetry. Mm-hmm. There are other arts too, but this is the one that I've taught for many years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is who you are. You're hardwired for this, and you bring this, as I was sharing with the audience, professors, that it does reconnect us and it does remind us. And this is something that only worship, I believe, can do. Is that it does reconnect us with who created us, and it helps us answer, in a sense, the most important questions that we have, like, who am I and why am I here?
Right. Yeah. Another thing that goes along with this, it does get to those deep questions. Why am I here? What is life all about? Where am I going? Mm-hmm. If you have all the best catechesis in the world, and you hear really good sermons and so on, but your imagination is formed by the typical television shows that you watch,
right?
Or you know, contemporary movies, or the music that comes on the FM station, especially if you're a kid. Well, your faith is going to be weaker than it otherwise ought to be, and maybe you lose it after a while because it becomes merely notional. It comes something in the head. Mm-hmm. It doesn't reach to your heart as powerfully as it ought to, and you can't see it in your mind's eye and in your imagination's eye. It's not embodied for you. You might think of certain people who are Christians who do well, but it's story and song that really move people, that stay with people throughout their whole lives. Mm-hmm. So that when they think Christian, they think of a story, mm-hmm. Or they think of a song, and they can sing that song. I've heard of people who are in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's who can't carry on a conversation with you. But if you start them on a song, to be able
Amazing.
To sing with you the song all the way through to the end, this is very powerful, and I think we ignore the imaginative life at our peril. I don't think God wants us to ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the prompting for this book.
And as you suggest here, Professor, there is that rich tradition of storytelling, and there's something magnificent about the spoken word, and especially when you go back and, as you say, we've abandoned classics that could bless us so richly. You have an opportunity to spend another hour watching TV or maybe delving into these classics. It's like, wow. Once you find yourself doing it, you're going, why did I waste so much time?
That's right. Yeah.
Before, right?
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's as if you had in your attic, you had paintings by Rembrandt, original paintings by Rembrandt, but you never bothered to go up there because it would mean that you have to walk up a flight or two of steps. Instead, you're watching a rerun of a sitcom that you saw a couple times already and you're not even really watching it. I mean, come on, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's what we do. It's what we do. Yeah, I guess, as Proverbs reminds us that, look, the opportunity is for us to choose wisely. And that's our prayer. Is that every day we would make those right choices that would enlarge us and expand us, because the Father in heaven, that's what he created us for, is he said, be fruitful and multiply. It's ever expanding, ever enlarging the realm of influence that potentially is before us if we're willing to do a little bit of work ourselves. We got more from the professor after this. Stay with us. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom.
They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Professor Anthony Esalen continues. He's a professor of English and a writer in residence at Northeast Catholic College in Warner, New Hampshire, senior editor of Touchstone magazine. And Anthony, as we were discussing your latest book, which has now gone to paperback, The Hundredfold, Songs for the Lord. You know, as I was sharing with the audience before we had connected in the first segment, is that as you go through this, here we are hardwired for worship, and the poetry and what you have gifted us with really puts us in a mindset of worship and causes us to ponder and, you know, consider Christ in his startling humanity.
Yeah, well, thank you. For the listeners, for their information, the poem is about 200 pages, but it's made up of 101 poems. Mm-hmm. Some of them are very short. The main pillars of this are 12 dramatic monologues. That's the name for the genre of poetry, right? And each of them is spoken by a different character. A couple of them are my imagination, imaginary characters, but most of them are persons that you would know. So, for instance, I asked myself a question: What might Mary think to herself or say to herself early in the morning before Jesus has woken up? Jesus is now a grown man. Maybe it's a year or two. Maybe it's just before his public ministry. Joseph has passed away. It's just the two of them living in the house. As he lies there asleep, what might she be thinking about him and about the sword that's going to pierce her heart? What that will be. That's the question. And my attempt at an answer is her monologue. She speaks for about 200 lines, reminiscing about days past, thinking about Jesus now, concerned for him, and yet knowing that whatever happens, she is ready to accept it. She is ready to submit. She's going to be raised up to a tremendous height of sorrow, she says. She knows that, and she's willing to have that come on. Or what would it be like? What would it be like to be as a grandpa, to be thinking about something that happened from your boyhood a long time ago,
right?
And be telling it to you two grandchildren, two grandsons. You were, as it turns out, the boy who had the couple of fishes and the loaves of barley bread. Mm-hmm. When Jesus multiplied
thousands of people there, right there on the hillside, right?
Yeah. What were you doing there? Mm-hmm. Why were you there? What was it like? And you're telling the story 60 years later, and you're telling it to your grandkids, because we know there was that boy, right?
Right.
We don't know anything else about him. What would it be like if that boy grew up and had kids and then had grandkids and thought about that day for the rest of his life? Mm-hmm. And he's telling the story to the grandsons. Or what would it be like if you were Pontius Pilate 20 years later, 20 years after the crucifixion, and you're writing a letter to the Emperor Claudius to excuse yourself from charges of graft? You're writing it from Spain, and you still have a guilty conscience about what happened. It's clear. And your wife seems to be listening to a slave who talks to her about that man. You know, what would that be like? What would you write? What kind of character we got there? And those are the big tiers of the whole poem. Otherwise, in the poem, there are 21 hymns written in traditional meter for hymns with the music specified. So I wrote the hymn to be sung to that melody, you know, and 67 lyric poems. Most of them short, some not so short, but each one of them headed by a verse from Scripture. So each one is a kind of meditation upon the verse from Scripture, or an application of the verse to contemporary life. In the lyric poems, I am also talking about us right now. And the whole thing is capped by a 100-line-long farewell. To the whole thing. So there was 101 poems in total. Mm-hmm. And they're all arranged according to a pattern that I had laid out from the beginning, just as if I was, you know, that's what Baroque artists did. That was what Renaissance and medieval poets did when they were doing something along the head, all things plotted out.
Yeah. Well, it's quite the tapestry, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. And it's I have a kind of longish introduction to help people read poems, because I know most people are not used to reading poems at all. So in the introduction, I say, well, look, this is what happens in a poem. This is what happens in a poem of a particular kind of meter. This is what English meter is, what it does. Here's how to read it. To help people along, because they didn't get this in school.
Exactly.
They should have gotten it in grade school, but they didn't. But so I'm trying to make up the lack there, too.
Well, it has to be fun for you when you're in the classroom and you're sharing with your students your enthusiasm and love for poetry. And probably some of them have come into it and said, well, okay, I'm kind of interested, although I'm sure they run the entire spectrum of people who, you know, some of these kids that, you know, have an affinity for poetry, and others that somehow found themselves in the class and maybe out of more curiosity. But as you take them through, it's got to be encouraging for you to see the light bulbs come on.
Well, yes, it is. It's very much so. The thing about it is, poetry is the universal human art. I'm not talking about free verse rantings, political rantings, or something. You know, that these poets write only for each other. The real thing, the real deal, poetry is really, it's meant for everybody. Mm-hmm. So if I am reading a poem in a traditional form to an audience, even if it's only a great hymn, like Abide With Me, and I'm not singing it, I'm just reading the text.
Right.
When that happens, I can hear a pin drop in the audience. It's natural for human beings. We gravitate towards what has form and beauty, and we gravitate towards music. Mm-hmm. And poetry is music.
Yes, right.
And once you start... Let's say you've got somebody, I'm not a great piano player, but let's say you've got somebody who's pretty good on the violin, and somebody is playing a little piece by Beethoven. As soon as they start, everybody will fall silent.
Mm.
That's natural for human beings. But it's the same way with poetry in the traditional forms. You can hear a pin drop.
Mm.
When somebody really starts to recite or perform a poem, you can hear a pin drop.
What is it about, you know, about poetry or the classics like that that causes people to stop? Is it just something that just resonates with our spirits so devoutly?
I think so. You think about it. The writer of the Book of Wisdom says that God made the universe in measure, weight, and number. Well, all the great artists, Christian artists, took that and they ran with it. They said, listen, if we're going to do art, we're also going to do it with form. Sculpture and architecture are music in stone. Poetry is music. Painting is music. Everything was... Well, music was considered to be the highest of the arts, the closest to God himself. And so when you make a work of art that has that kind of musical form, or when you perform a piece of music or you recite a poem that has music to the marrow of its bones, people respond because they're created that way. Something in their souls takes up the vibration.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you play one note over here and a bell that's tuned to the same note over there will start to ring a little bit. That's what it is in our souls.
Isn't that special? I mean, that is just incredible that it has that kind of transformative impact on all of us. The title of the book, Hundredfold. Why the Hundredfold?
Well, because of Jesus' parable. You know, those who hear his word and keep it are like that good soil, and the seed is sown on that good soil, and it brings forth 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. Well, there are 100 plus one poems in the 100-fold.
Exactly. No, but, okay, well, good. I appreciate the clarity on that. Songs for the Lord, the book available at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website. So, Professor, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, I teach at, we have resumed our old name. It was Northeast Catholic, but now we are called Magdalen College of the Liberal Arts.
Okay. And so, as far as a website that they can refer to?
My wife has set up a Facebook page for me, Anthony Esselin. It's on Facebook. She posts articles every couple of days.
Yeah, and we get to see her puppy, too, huh?
You can see my dog, Jasper. That's right.
No, I can tell. That is absolutely awesome. Blessed to have you here with us, Anthony Esselin, another professor from Magdalene College now, right?
Magdalene College in Warner, New Hampshire, yeah.
There you go. And the book, The Hundredfold, Songs for the Lord. You will be blessed. Professor, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. God
bless. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Okay.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that.